Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The following is paid for by Secure Money Advisors. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, let me begin by saying Brian Caranta is here, Secure Money Advisors, and we have Luke and Mike standing by. So throughout the hour, if you have any questions, you want to set up an appointment, all you need to do, 412-286-1470. We love this feature. It gives people a chance in real time to get everything they need with Secure Money Advisors, 412-286-1470. Now, that book, Right Track Your Retirement, RightTrackPittsburgh.com. They'll send it to you, put it in a gold envelope, pick up the shipping, absolutely free. Financial independence, everybody, isn't about how much money you have. It's about how much freedom you have. And today we're breaking down what financial independence really means, how Americans are actually saving for retirement, what to do if you're in your 50s right now, and we're going to be opening the mailbag, too, for some questions. So, Brian, people hear financial independence and think it means having a lot of money. You've said for years that's not the real definition. What does financial independence actually mean? That's our first question as we begin on this Saturday morning.
Yeah, well, I love this one because for the longest time, well, when I first got into the financial industry 25 years ago, I was told that financial independence was the amount of money that you had saved.
Right.
That's what was going to give you the independence. But as my career developed, I realized that it didn't matter how much money people had. They were always worried. I remember a mentor of mine telling me, he said, Brian, let me tell you how much people are worried about money. And I said, what do you mean? He says, well, he goes, I got a phone call from a friend of mine. He says, I need you to take a call from a guy. He says he's a multi-millionaire,
right.
And he's absolutely terrified right now of running out of money. He says he's probably going to be on the beach when you call. And but I need you to take his call and talk to him because he's always talking about, we're going to run out of money, we're going to run out of money. Anyway, he starts to tell me, he says, I talked to the guy, calls him. Sure enough, he's on the beach. And the guy's worth $100 million, okay? Worth $100 million, Rob.
Still panicking.
Still panicking about running out of money. Now, he also had a spouse. I don't think he's no longer with her, but she was spending quite a bit of money per month.
Right.
And that's, of course, what he was worried about. But you know, the point of him telling me this story was, it doesn't matter how much you have saved if there's not a system around it, if there's not a way to spend the money, right? And you have no certainty built in. And so I always say financial independence is not the dollar amount. It's certainty. It's knowing without guessing that your financial lifestyle is funded no matter what the market does, no matter what the political environment does, no matter when you stop working, no matter how long you live. And, you know, again, I've met people with a lot of money terrified to retire because all of their money was exposed to market risk. And you're withdrawing money from a risk-exposed account. So some months you might withdraw money, the market's down, and now you just compounded that loss, locked in that loss. But, you know, I've also met people that have under $1 million that have all the certainty in the world, all the confidence in the world, because they had a structured plan and they had certainty and safety built in. And here's the key distinction. Money in an account doesn't equal income in your pocket. Let me say that again. Money in an account does not equal income in your pocket until you turn that money into a dependable income stream. You don't have independence, you have hope. And you're just hoping and praying that it works, Rob.
So let me ask you something. I'm just starting to think of all these very wealthy individuals, whether they be in the world of business, entertainment. Do you think the really hardcore reason why they continue to work is because in the back of their mind, Johnny Carson said it perfectly, having money gives you one thing, not worrying about not having money.
Right.
But do you think that they're all worried, just like the rest of us ham and eggers, that we're going to run out of money?
For sure. Listen, we're writing my new book, Financially Unbreakable, okay?
All right.
And one of the first chapters in the book talks about Jim Carrey, which had to go back to work because he was running out of money, right?
And he was making $20 million a picture.
Yes, $20 million a picture, and he had to go back to work. Al Pacino, another one. Nicolas Cage. I mean, there's a whole list.
Well, Al Pacino had to start a 529 for his daughter, 82 years of age.
Right. Hey, that
but,
is true.
But you know what? I get it. I mean, people, look, I could have retired probably a couple years ago.
Yeah, right.
But you, in the back of your mind, you're like, I got to keep grinding.
Listen, if it wasn't for COVID, my father would have never retired. Okay. He worked for Sears for, you know, had a Montgomery Ward store. After Montgomery Ward's filed bankruptcy, you know, he eventually went to work for Sears part-time and then went to work for them full-time. And he continued to work, and he would always tell us he was going to retire.
But here's a good example, and I don't know if your ears were burning, but in the first hour of the show today, we were talking about things that are no longer here in the holidays.
Yeah.
But have you ever thought when you were growing up that Sears would no longer be a part of this earth?
No. No, never.
So
never. If somebody would have said, well, just think about Montgomery Ward's even. I mean, if someone would have said Montgomery Ward's would have gone out of business, you would have laughed. Sears, you would have laughed. How about Lehman Brothers?
Oh, my.
Right? So I remember, this is going back very early on in my career. It's probably, got to be 20 years ago or so. And I met a gentleman, and he was holding Lehman Brothers bonds. He inherited them from his father. Now, there was nothing bigger than Lehman Brothers. I mean, it was just like, I mean, that was like, I mean, if you had bonds with Lehman Brothers, you might as well just gold standard. Yeah. And then poof, gone. And I think about that guy a lot to this day because he had about 100% of his portfolio in it because he saw it as the safest thing.
Well, that's why if you're a ham and egger like me or you're someone worth $100 million and you're listening right now, all you need to do is have a plan.
That's it.
And stick to it.
Yes.
That's what you guys do every day.
Yeah. And you got it. You have to build safety into the plan. I don't care how old you are. I mean, if you were to look at the allocation of my portfolio, there's a percentage of my portfolio that's allocated to pure safety, no risk whatsoever. Right. And I will always continue to have that balance because I know that, you know, I've got my market money, right? I've got my bank money. And then I have what we call our pension money. And I buy income annuities for Kate and I. And those income annuities, I've got a long time of deferral on those. So the longer I defer them, the higher my income is going to be. Just like if you were to defer your Social Security for a long period of time, right?
Right.
You get a higher amount. And it's the same thing with the income annuities. And I was talking about these income annuities the other day because I said, you know, you think about the house we bought, Rob. I love it. I will never rip this down, but I walk in and the bathroom, right next to the toilet, has an old phone still hung up with the cord. And I go, I love the fact that this guy, nobody's ever taken it down. I said, I told my wife, I said, don't you ever take this phone down because it just reminds you of where we were in this world, right? To have a phone in the bathroom with a cord on it right next to the toilet.
That's multitasking.
Yeah, that's multitasking. But you don't have that anymore, you know? But the point is that if you look at where phones have gone, right? We walk around, look at what you do on this phone every day.
Every day.
Every day. And it's the same thing with financial products, right? So when you think about income annuities, they've changed so much. They're incredible. They're private pensions for yourself.
Well, listen, all I'm saying is that's why even if you are worth $100 million, get in a couple of annuities.
Yeah.
Listen, if you get annuities with Secure Money Advisors, no matter what you go through, whatever the market goes through, you're going to have a cash flow.
No doubt. And look, you know, Secure Money Advisors isn't just about annuities. I talk about them because I wanted to take a stance on the fact that these big Wall Street firms convince people that it's okay to keep 100% of their money in the market. And it's not. I mean, no. You go read the literature on retirement planning. Some of the best people from the Wharton School of Business, Harvard, I mean, you name it, have all talked about the benefits of income annuities in retirement.
Even if I'm a multimillionaire, I don't really want all my money in the stock market.
Heck no. No, you're crazy to do that. But there's a lot of people out there that do. And this is why, Rob, because the world has changed, right? We've gone from pensions to 401k. So when people are saving, the only thing they have is a 401k,
right.
And that's all risk-based. So when they retire, they usually just roll that over and they keep it structured the same.
All right, let me take a break here. We'll come back. Again, we got Luke and Mike standing by, 412-286-1470. Anything you need, you want to set up an appointment, the first one is free. You want to get Brian's book, Right Track Your Retirement, you can also go to righttrackpittsburgh.com. They'll send it to you, pick up the shipping absolutely free. Coming back, what financial independence actually is, the theme of today's show. Right back with more in just a moment.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, again, Luke and Mike standing by throughout the hour to take your call. They're there right now. Anything you need, you want to set up that first in-house review, it's absolutely free. Secure Money Advisors, 412-286-1470. Today's topic, what financial independence actually is. You know, we were talking during the break. In a perfect world, we all fantasize about being able to retire and something to replace our paycheck that is equally as profitable, if not maybe even a little bit more. Slightly less, but not a whole lot less. So let's talk about really replacing the paycheck. Brian.
Yeah. You know, I always ask people, if your paycheck stopped tomorrow, would your lifestyle stop with it? And for most people, that's a hard yes. And that's, I think, where the anxiety comes from. And it should, because we're all going to have it happen to us. The day that you want to retire, that paycheck will stop. But I remember working with a couple. They had about a little over $1 million saved on paper, and it looked great. But when we mapped out their income, Rob, they had no idea how much they could spend safely without running out of money. And in my book, Right Track Your Retirement, I dedicate a whole chapter to what I call the three most important interest rates, which is your spend down interest rate, your preservation interest rate, and your legacy interest rate. And we're currently working on building a calculator so that people can enter how much money they have, and then those interest rates will populate for them based on the cash flow that they're going to need. And we're gonna try to roll that out next year for people to be able to use. And, you know, calculators are great, and they give you a gauge and a little bit of a blueprint. However, the one thing they don't account for is life, and life does get in the way and things happen. And I always say planning is really about, real financial planning is about making bad things happen on paper and looking at the what-if scenarios. And that's one thing we do really well at Secure Money Advisors is looking at those what-if scenarios. What if my spouse dies in 5 years? What if my spouse dies in 10 years? What if my spouse dies in 20 years? What's going to be the loss of income? Where's my tax rates going to go? Because as a married joint filer, you're paying less taxes than if you're a single tax filer. So a spouse gets penalized when they now become widowed. And so we want to make those bad things happen on paper. But going back to these folks, everything they had was risky. But once we showed them how to build in that guaranteed income with a little bit of their money, and here's the thing, it doesn't take a lot of your money to replace that paycheck. A lot of people think that they've got to dump all the money that they've accumulated in the market into some type of income annuity, which again, I call a private pension because that's exactly what it does. But the one beautiful thing about it is the leverage that you get, Rob, taking such a small amount of money to get a huge amount of money. And so you can take, let's say, for example, if you're using the 4% rule, you need $1 million a year to generate $40,000 a year, where if you're using an income annuity, you might only need $350,000 or $400,000 a year to generate $40,000 a year. That's a big difference, right? And then the rest of your money can actually stay in the market long term. And then you follow the fundamentals of investing, which is don't touch it, don't worry about it, and let time be your safety buffer, right? Because when you're in your working years, you know, let's say it starts at age 21, 23, somewhere around there.
Right.
From that age to about 60, you're in what they call the accumulation phase. Mm-hmm. And your safety net is time, right? But once you cross over 60, that time starts to go away. Mm-hmm. And so now you don't have that time to recover from those market losses. And that's really where that guarantee comes in, Rob. And it's smart planning for people. People will always say to us, once they see the way we lay things out, including still keeping money in the market, we hear probably every single week, why has nobody ever shown me something so simple and something so clear like this? Everything I've ever looked at has always been pie charts and line charts and reports that we can't follow. And these are basic numbers we show folks.
So how tough, when you see emotionally that people don't have clarity, how tough is that to witness?
Well, they stay stuck, right? They delay retirement. Just, you know, they panic during market downturns. That's probably the worst one. When people don't have clarity, when they don't have protection, here's what starts to happen as they get into that phase of retirement. Everybody's okay with risk until risk happens, right? Everybody's okay with it. And everybody says, oh, I'm okay with volatility until they start losing money. Now they don't like it. And if you're retired and you're taking money out, I promise you, if you do not have a portion of your money in something that's guaranteed providing you with cash flow, here's what you're going to do. The market's going to drop. You're taking money out of it. Every time you get that statement, you're seeing that balance go lower and lower. If that market's down for a year and a half, or whatever it might be, there's going to be a point in time where you panic and you emotionally sell. And this, the studies have shown that that is what people do, the emotional sale that people make. And the reason they make that emotional sale, Rob, is because they have no safety net at all. And so, again, they hold the cash for too long. They take too much risk because they don't know what else to do. And uncertainty, I'm telling you, folks, uncertainty is exhausting. We all know that. When you're uncertain, it's exhausting. And most people don't realize how much stress it's causing them until it's gone. And financial independence is when money stops controlling your emotions and it starts supporting your life. And that's what we give you at Secure Money Advisors. We give you a plan that gives you permission to spend, permission to not panic when the market goes down, and you get to go do everything you promised yourself you were going to do and not even worry about what the political environment is, the market environment is. But I will tell you, if you haven't gotten my book yet, please go to righttrackpittsburgh.com, get a copy of the book. But as Rob said, we've got Luke and Mike standing by. And I want to say, Rob, because a lot of people have thought that they're going to be on air when they call this number, right? And you're not on air, so don't worry about it. We had a lot of people call last week saying, I'm not on air, am I? So no, you will not be on air. But if you're listening right now and you've been quietly wondering, am I actually going to be okay? This really is your opportunity. And Luke and Mike are standing by to take your call right now. And again, I said, you'll not be on air. So you got any ask any question you want to them. They'll be able to help you out.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
The following is paid for by Secure Money Advisors.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we're back. Luke and Mike, right now, you call. No, we're not putting you on the radio, but you can talk to them in confidence. Anything that you need as far as Secure Money Advisors, you want to set up that first in-office review, you want to get a copy of his book, Right Track Your Retirement, you don't want to go to righttrackpittsburgh.com. They can handle that. Something we're talking about on the show, they can handle it all. So give them a call. They're standing by. It's 412-286-1470. 412-286-1470. Really interesting show today, financial independence, what it actually is. So Brian kind of gave you a call for action just moments ago. Now we're going to talk about Vanguard, Brian, how America Saves report just came out. What should people actually learn from that report? Go ahead.
Well, the biggest thing with the report is that averages are misleading, and the average 401k balance is about 148,000, but the median, meaning half of America, have less than about 38,000, which tells us that people are far less prepared for retirement. But the other part of it was averages themselves lie when it comes to investments. Let me give you a very simple example. We all know that a minus 50 and a plus 50 is an average return of zero. Right? We know that. Minus 50 plus 50 is an average return of zero. Well, by law, mutual fund companies can put averages on their mutual fund prospectuses. So when you look at a mutual fund prospectus and you say, well, what is this fund averaged over, you know, the last 10 years, the last 5 years, the last 3 years, the last 2 years, whatever it is, those averages lie, and here's why. Because if I have $100,000 and I lose 50% of it, I go to $50,000. If I then next year earn 50%, I only go back to $75,000, right? So that's still a loss of 25%. But again, on a mutual fund prospectus, minus 50, plus 50, it's an average of zero. They can post the averages, but averages don't connect with how the dollars are actually doing. And that's mind-blowing, right? And I write about this in Right Track Your Retirement. And again, if you haven't gotten a copy of the book, go to righttrackpittsburgh.com. But that's the biggest thing that we have to take away from this. So what does that tell us? That tells us that when we're looking at investments to purchase, that's not really going to be how we perform, right? And performance is all based on how much money you have going in during your dollar cost averaging. If you're pulling money out, your withdrawals are going to impact your returns. So it gets very hard to have any level of certainty in your risk money when number one, averages don't work for you, they work against you. And then on top of it, you got all these other variables of money coming out or money going in or whatever it might be. So that's the biggest takeaway from that. And here's the real danger. People look at their balance and assume they're going to do okay, but they have no idea what that balance can actually support in retirement income. And once you figure that out, your life changes forever. And I'm telling you, it's the greatest thing that we do at Secure Money Advisors. And I don't care how much money you have. I don't care what your situation is. We want to help you. I don't care if it's a phone call, a Zoom, an in-office appointment. Just call, right? 412-286-1470. Just call us and set up a time with one of the advisors. Do a 15-minute call, do a Zoom with them, or do an in-office meeting and see if there was a way that we can actually help improve your situation. We're not there to sell you anything. We're there to work as a partner with you, as a teammate, and help you really improve. And if we can't help you improve because you've already done everything correctly, we're going to shake your hands and keep telling you to do the same thing, right? There's no reason to move the money if it's in a good place. That's the most important thing.
You know, we're getting close to the end of the year, obviously, and I'm just thinking about programming and what I've got to do to kind of keep the ship moving forward and some of the things that I've been talking about for years. You know, we talk about New Year's resolutions and want to lose weight, exercise more.
Yeah.
But you know, when you think about it, Brian, this is the perfect time of year to start resetting the bar when it comes to your financial future.
100%. 100%. I think this is a time where a lot of people, our busiest time of year is right now through May. And I think it's solely due to people start to get, to the point where they go, you know, I told myself I was going to take care of my finances this year. I've never done it. I'm going to finally go do it. And they get motivated to go do it because we're so busy in January and February. I mean, it's crazy. And I think it has to do with those New Year's resolutions that people do that reset.
Well, let me tell you, I've always been pretty smart about my money, but more so in the last, say, 10 years. And a lot of it because of my dear friend Joe Dentisi, Coons Market, you, and of course, what we teach every week on the show.
Yes.
And I check everything every day. And I got to tell you, when you're putting more in than taking out,
yes,
you feel like you want to exercise.
Yeah, right.
You feel like you want to eat less.
That's it.
You basically have a better disposition.
Yes.
As much as we don't want to admit it, if you have some sort of financial security or you're headed in that direction, there's a little bit of a jump in your step. You care a little bit more about life.
Well, I'm telling you, Rob, and it also gives you so much more confidence to invest in your market account. So I'll give you a good example. I mean, and I'm not telling people to go do this. I'm just sharing my story, okay? Right. I'm going to make that disclosure.
Right.
But, you know, as I positioned more into safety, okay, mm-hmm. And I'm watching that safety that I'm creating, I'm watching that future income that it's going to give us, right, be larger and larger, that now has positioned me to take even higher risk with my risk money. And so I confidently now have, you know, continued to invest more in something like Bitcoin, right? Because
love that Bitcoin.
I do. But if it were to collapse on me, right? It doesn't hurt Kate. It doesn't hurt the kids. It doesn't hurt me because the income is set up for the future. And that, I'm telling you, is the greatest thing you can give yourself because it actually makes you manage your risk money much better.
Well, let me ask you this because you brought it up and that's definitely going to be now in my thought process of booking you on one of my shows.
Yeah.
Could Bitcoin actually be the only way out for us to get a balanced budget again in this country to where we actually have competition, which is the greatest form of flattery. You have the traditional brick and mortar, meaning George Washington on that dollar bill.
Yeah.
And you have Bitcoin. Could it actually help us get out of debt in this country?
Well, look,
I
don't know if it could actually help us get out of debt, but I will say this. I think it's going to be one of the greatest ways to save money without destroying the purchasing power of your money. And here's why. There's will only ever be 21 million Bitcoin. That's it. So it's a finite supply. There's no issuer. So there's no risk to, having a board or having product design or whatever. It is what it is. It's digital gold, Rob. It's digital property. And, you know, with it being digital property, one of the biggest changes a lot of people don't realize is you can now, so think about it. If you own property in Manhattan, okay? If you own property in Manhattan, and you've owned it since, let's say, the 1920s, what would that property be worth today?
Oh.
Right? And if you could go back in time, how much property would you have bought in New York, knowing what New York became, right? Probably as much as you possibly could. And so if you own property in New York, wherever you own it, and you need money, would you ever sell that piece of property? Absolutely not. You would borrow against it. And see, once Bitcoin became digital property, you can now borrow against it. So you don't even have to sell your Bitcoin, which is the greatest thing ever, because to be able to go in and borrow against it, you can work off of something called arbitrage. So let's say Bitcoin goes up 20% a year and you can borrow at 10, right?
Right.
So you're borrowing at 10, but it's going up at 20% a year. You still have a positive arbitrage of 10%. So again, I'm getting down the rabbit hole and getting into some deeper things. But the point of this is this. Why can I do this? Why can I do it with confidence, without worry?
Right.
Because of the safety, right? Because of the protection. And it's not like bank protection where I've got a savings or checking account. That does nothing for you. I call bank money lazy money. It does nothing. Right?
It's sitting on the couch.
It's sitting on the couch with its feet up, right? When you put money into income annuities, it's working for you. Actually, and time is working for you, because the longer you defer, the larger your income becomes with less amount of money that you put in, right? So you can put in a smaller amount of money. But I would tell you folks, just remember this, ask yourself this simple question. Do you know what the next 10 years in the market are going to look like? And let me answer for you. No. So you better be prepared for worst case scenario. And I can confidently tell you that if you do not have your income insured, you are playing a very dangerous game. And your current plan needs to be built to survive any economic environment. And that's what this type of planning does. And that's exactly what we do at Secure Money Advisors.
All right, don't forget, hi, Luke, Mike, standing by. Take your call, whatever you need. Set up an appointment, the first one free. Brian's book, Right Track Your Retirement, 412-286-1470, 412-286-1470. One more segment, back with Brian Caran, Secure Money Advisors, next.
This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we're going to go to the mailbag now. So again, want to remind everyone, Luke and Mike are standing by at 412-286-1470. Call them, set up that appointment. You can also go to righttrackpittsburgh.com to get a copy of the book, which is entitled Right Track Your Retirement. Not a price at all as far as you're concerned. They send it to you and pick up the shipping absolutely free. So let's get going here. Some questions. So couple wants to give $20,000 a year to each of their two adult children. How do they do that safely, Brian?
Well, first, gifting should come from surplus, not sacrifice. So let me say that again. It should come from surplus, not sacrifice. And there's a lot of people that do still sacrifice quite a bit for their adult children. I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe that gifting, you could gift up to $18,000 a person in 2025 without filing a gift tax return. Beyond that, it will reduce your lifetime exemption. But here's the thing with gifting. You know, you and I were just talking about this off air, about the use of life insurance, because you were asking me about life insurance.
Right.
And, you know, what people don't realize is how powerful life insurance is. life insurance is one of the only assets that will pass 100% tax-free to your family. And so, you know, I call it the spend it twice strategy. And what that means is a lot of people have, you know, a lot of people want to leave money to their children. And so therefore the inheritance part of the planning usually comes in by trying to have money left over in your IRAs, your 401ks, your brokerage accounts for your kids to inherit. And I mean, I love that. I think it's very generous to have something that your kids inherit or your grandkids inherit. But what if you could spend all of your money and still leave an inheritance or a gift, right? And you can do that by leveraging life insurance. You can actually spend down 100% of your money and leave a huge life insurance policy.
I don't have as many brain cells as you do, but even I can figure that out. So basically the inheritance is the life insurance policy.
There you go.
What a great idea.
Yes. Yeah. And now think about it. It's so clean, right? Because if you're leaving IRA accounts, 401k accounts, brokerage accounts, bank accounts, all this kind of stuff, it's really messy when it comes to what, how much this is taxable versus how much this is taxable. Like, for example, with all your retirement accounts, your kids have to stretch that money. It used to be they could stretch it, meaning they could take a little bit of money out each year for the rest of their life, right? Starting at whatever age they inherited it. That was beautiful. But then they got rid of it because it was too good. Because what would happen is they would be able to stretch it so far, Rob, over a 30-year period, that the IRS would never get their tax money, because rather than the kids taking the money as a lump sum, which would create an immediate taxable event on 100% of the money, the kids were only required to take a little bit of money out each year. So let's say that you were left $500,000. The kids might only be required to take out $18,000 a year and pay taxes on that.
So what you're telling me, that's the inheritance that's tax-free.
Well, right. So now let's say you take the $500,000 in your IRA and you say, you know, I'm going to spend all this. Great. Take a little bit of money, go buy $500,000 life insurance policy. And now you spend all of your money down to zero, right? And think about the income you could create. And by the way, when I say spend your money down to zero, if you're utilizing an income annuity and you spend it to zero, guess what? The insurance company continues to pay you the money, so you can't ever run out because the income is insured too.
So this is the way I look at it. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah, right.
And I also have people actually show up at my funeral and miss
me. Because you left them a ton of money.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
That may be one of the most brilliant things I've ever heard in my 40-year broadcast career.
Yeah, a lot of people haven't heard of that one, you know? And it always surprises me that they don't hear of it. Now, for some people, Rob, it doesn't work for, because you have to qualify to get it. But a lot of people, the numbers look really good, and you know, and they can leave this massive
inheritance. Can you help people with that?
Oh yeah, because Secure Money Advisor does everything, the answer is absolutely yes, and we do it. We do it.
So here's what you need to do. You just heard this. That's a game changer. You need to call Luke and Mike right now and set up that first in-office review absolutely free. 412-286-1470. 412-286-1470. I know we have a best of show next week, because you're going to enjoy the time with your beautiful children, your lovely wife, because I always remind you, time stands still for
you. You always do. And I thank you for that. And I thank you, Rob, for a great year, another great year on KDK and everything the station has done for us. And I appreciate you very much, man.
Well, I'm grateful. You educate me, you enlighten me. And I got to tell you, I'm thinking about adding some life insurance. All right, stay with us. The news coming up next.
The proceeding was paid for by Secure Money Advisors. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations or its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion on performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Foundations does not provide legal or tax advice.
Back.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.